This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The suspect in a mass shooting at a Colorado Springs nightclub will be tried on more than 320 charges, including hate crimes. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Defense attorneys said there wasn't enough evidence to prove Anderson Lee Aldrich committed a hate crime. They also brought up Aldrich's drug use and need for prescription medication to treat an array of mental health conditions. Prosecutors argued the shooter hated LGBTQ people and said Aldrich's mother forced her child to go to gay bars. They said that of the more than 50 bars near Aldrich's home, Club Q was the only one catering to LGBTQ people. The judge sided with prosecutors. An arraignment is scheduled for the end of May, pending a mental health evaluation. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Hospitalizations for confirmed coronavirus cases are relatively flat at a low to moderate level. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
At the end of November, COVID-19 hospitalizations hit 440, their highest level since last winter. Then they dropped for about 2 months. For the last several weeks, they've hovered around 200 and are now 186. There is still virus going around. The 7-day rate of positive tests, the positivity rate, is above 10%. Statewide data shows more utilities report a rising trend in COVID samples detected in wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo has a new baby sloth, and it needs a name. The zoo is holding a contest between three names, Rain, Wicket, and Cappuccino. Officials are asking for a $5 naming donation. This is CPR News.